One reality that no one can escape from is the reality of death. Whether someone is a believer or not, he cannot deny death. It is to occur most certainly. A person will live for a certain duration and then he will die. Some people die young, some people die old. This is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He has destined for each and every person. Now remember, as Muslims, when someone passes away, when someone dies, our fellow believer, we honor that believer. We go to his funeral prayer. We make dua for him. But in the hadith, we are told certain other things to do on the day of the funeral as well, to gain maximum reward. Let us read a hadith that is found in both Bukhari and Muslim. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator. He states, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من اتبع جنازة مسلم إيمانا واحتسابا, whoever follows the janazah, the funeral procession of a believer, in a state of iman and in hope of reward, وكان معه حتى يصلي عليها, and he stays with the funeral procession until the funeral salah is offered, ويفرغ من دفنها, and until the people have finished from burying the deceased person, فَإِنَّهُ يَرْجِعُ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ بِقِرَاطَيْنِ, that person returns with ajr, with reward equivalent to two qirat. And each qirat, كُلُّ قِرَاطٍ مِثْلُ أُحُدٍ, and each qirat is equivalent to the Mount of Uhud. Whoever has been to Medina al-Munawwara will know that this mount is not small. The Mount of Uhud is massive. And a person who goes to offer janazah salah, he stays with the funeral procession until the janazah prayer is done, until the burial is done, he will return with reward equivalent to two qirat. And one qirat is equivalent to Mount Uhud. And he's returning with two qirat. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا ثُمَّ رَجَعَ قَبْلَ أَن تُدْفَنَ فَإِنَّهُ يَرْجِعُ بِقِيرَاطٍ. But as for the person who only offers the salah but doesn't go with the funeral procession to the graveyard to bury the person, then he will return with one qirat reward, meaning reward equivalent to Mount Uhud. But the first person, he will gain reward equivalent to two qirat. Allah Ta'ala enable us to honor our fellow believers when they pass away and to fulfill what has been mentioned in this beautiful hadith to maximize our rewards.